From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein reading Murder in the Rimrocks by Gladys Smith. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Northwestern Nevada, December. Darrell Shook felt no regret that morning when he tossed his suitcase, bedroll, and saddle into the bed of his Ford Ranger pickup and said farewell to the ranch. He'd stayed too long. It was already December, and his aching joints told him it was time to leave southern Oregon and head south. He considered following the main highways from Burns to Reno, but back roads that crossed the high plateau of northern Nevada would take him to Paiute Hot Springs. There he could soak away the pain from wrangling stubborn nags. It'd be 100 miles or more between filling stations, but he'd watch the gas gauge. By late afternoon, after 7 hours on the road, Darrell was tired to the bone. The ruts and loose gravel in the 40 miles of backcountry road he'd driven since leaving Dinio Junction hadn't helped any. On the other hand, he hadn't had to worry about traffic at all that day. In the last hour, he'd seen no cars. Nothing but jackrabbits, antelope, a coyote, a few deer heading for lower elevations, and an occasional rocky ridge or brushy draw to break the monotony. Winter was about to put a lock on the high deserts of northern Nevada, and the deer knew it. So did travelers, with any sense. Before long, the roads would become impassable, and anyone stranded in a snowstorm was likely to freeze to death before they could walk out for help. An Arctic front was due to howl down from Canada in a few days, but Darrell planned to arrive in Reno before it hit. The thought of winter made the hot springs even more appealing.